Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Food and wine matching. The only golden rule with wine and food matching is that when matching wine to food, make sure you like the wine and the food. If you don't like either, then you're unlikely to enjoy the combination. It sounds obvious, but many people get bogged down with trying to do the perfect match and lose sight of the simple enjoyment of wine and food. I believe that 10% of wine and food matches are fantastic. They are beautiful. 10% don't work at all, and 80%, it's all okay, so don't get too stressed about it. The key is, if you like wine and you like the food, there's only a small risk that it'll become a really bad combination. But if you don't like the wine or the food, then there's a significant risk that even if the combination works brilliantly, you won't like it. There are other guidelines with wine and food matching that you should consider. Note the word guidelines. These are not hard and fast rules. The enjoyment of wine and food combinations is a personal experience, and it's impossible to find a combination that everybody likes. But you can work with some natural characteristics and understandings that will enhance them so that most people can enjoy the combination. With wine and food matching, it's one part science, two parts magic. Before we look at specific interactions with the food and wine, I want to explain how different parts of the wine work together. A lot of people talk about it as balance, but I've found that a lot of people don't understand the balance of wine in any depth. And to really understand how food changes the balance of wine, you need to understand how wine works on its own right. Many drinkers know sugar in wine tends to hide the acidity in the wine. This is the reason why many cheaper German and in the old days English wines, they used to make a sweet wine to mask the rapier high acidity levels. You can think of it a bit like a seesaw. If you add some sugar to an acidic wine, the sugar goes up and the acidity goes down. In fact, you can actually make it a bit more advanced than this. All the nice things in wine, sugar, fruit, and body, are on one side of the seesaw, and all the nasty stuff, tannins, acidity, and the heating effect of alcohol, are on the other. If I add sugar to the wine, the sugar in the wine level goes up, but also it often drags up the fruit in the wine and the body in the wine. So you add a bit of sugar, you get a bit more body because you get a bit of weight from the sugar, and also you'll find that the sugar lifts the fruit in the wine. The perception of acidity, note the actual acidity doesn't change, but the perception of acidity goes down, and so does the tannins and the heating effect of the alcohol. If I add a squirt of lemon juice to my wine, the opposite happens. The acidity appears to go up, dragging up the tannins and making the heating effect more noticeable. The extra acidity masks the sugar in the wine and pushes down the fruitiness, making the wine taste thinner with less body. That is, the wine tastes lighter and harder. By eating foods, you're doing a similar thing. Your mouth will become accustomed and desensitized to tastes and aromas very quickly. Let's look at a specific case, say, dessert. The general golden rule is the wine should be sweeter than the dessert. If I'm eating something sweet, it tends to desensitize me to sugar, meaning when I taste the wine, I don't notice the sugar in the wine. The sugar is being suppressed, it drags down the fruit, the wine tends to lose body, it also makes the wine taste a bit more acidic, and if it's a red wine, a bit more tannic, and maybe even a bit warmer or hotter on the back of the throat. In short, the wine loses richness and becomes harder. So, if you're having a very sweet pudding wine, you quickly become used to and expect the rich sweetness. If you then drink the wine that's not so sweet, it'll make the wine taste incredibly dry, and even a dessert wine will taste less sweet when the food is tasted with it. So, for a successful combination, make sure you drink a wine that's sweeter than the food you're eating. Acidity in your food, for example tomatoes or lemon juice in your salad perhaps, tends to desensitize you to its acidity. In other words, the acidity in the wine appears to go down. This helps soften the tannins and brings up the fruit and sweetness in the wine and a bit of body. And in addition, acidity helps cut through oily dishes, providing a refreshing sword, cutting through the fat and oil in some foods. For example, a great combination is Sauvignon Blanc or Champagne to go with fish and chips. Champagne and Sauvignon Blanc, high acid wines. Fish and chips, quite fatty. It's a bit like why a lot of people put vinegar on the chips. The vinegar cuts through the fat. Salty foods, high tannins. In fact, they stop people tasting tannins. So by having something salty, by decreasing the tannins, you lose the perception of acidity in the wine, and you lose a bit of the heating effect of the alcohol. The wine will become richer, sweeter, and fruitier. While some tannins are enjoyable, many people like food combinations that mask tannins rather than highlight them. As a result, salting meat before you're cooking them often helps food taste better. In fact, if you've got a wine that's a bit too tannic for your liking, just having some salty peanuts or something along those lines will do wonders to soften out the tannins. Okay, bitter foods make wines taste more tannic. While sugar and acidity appear to desensitize you to acidity in the sugar in the wine, bitter foods tends to enhance the bitter effect of the wine. So, eating an artichoke or an old-fashioned Brussels sprout, the bitter food increases the perception of bitterness and tannins in the wine, suppressing the sugar, the body, and the fruit of the wine. Now, that's not normally a good thing. So one solution, if tannins aren't your thing, is to salt the food heavily. Salt stops you tasting bitterness, as we said earlier. So adding a bit of salt to your food, perfect. Think Christmas parboiled Brussels sprouts fried with salty bacon and a slight bit of salt in there. They taste delicious, but without the salt, they're a bit too bitter. The other thing you've got to watch out for is umami. Now, umami enhances tannins. Umami is what people call the fifth sense. If you haven't heard about it, it's the flavor you get in your mouth, often associated with Asian cooking. It's often associated with fermented foods, cooked mushrooms, Parmesan cheese, and tomatoes. These are all really high in umami. The risk with umami is it tends to make tannins taste harder, pushing up the tannins in acidity and the heating effect of alcohol and suppressing the fruit, body, and sugar. This is well known, and you'll often find with umami dishes they liberally use salt in the cooking. And in fact, if you buy something that's high in umami, you'll often find there's quite a lot of salt already in the food. One particular ingredient is MSG, or monosodium glutamate. Glutamate is an umami taste, whereas monosodium is a salt, so MSG comes with salt and umami built in. Hot spicy food tends to enhance the heating effect of alcohol. You can imagine eating something hot and spicy, drinking a wine that's got a bit of alcohol, plus heating makes it worse. So by eating something hot, you big up the heating effect in alcohol, that drags up the acidity and it drags up the tannins in the wine. It also suppresses the sugar, the fruit, and the body of the wine. This can be counteracted by making sure the wine is sweet. And while this will offset the effects of the food somewhat, it does dull down the spicy effects of the food. Now, many people say that you can follow the French approach to food and wine matching, which is a hot, spicy dish. You need a wine with a little bit of sweetness to balance it out. However, if you ordered something hot, it's likely you ordered it because you like hot food. So why do you want to hide a hot, spicy food? The Asian approach would be more about embracing the heat of the food. And some people, they would prefer to have a tannic, high alcohol red wine to go with that. So a complete opposite. And as you can see, the two solutions to hot dishes depends on your philosophical approach to food and wine matching and what you're trying to achieve. To be honest, I can argue the case for one wine to be a match with food and then argue the case for another. The only true solution is to understand that balance argument that we said at the beginning and then experiment so that you know what you personally like. There is one key guideline that is pretty universal for most things, and that is to match the weight of the wine with the weight of the food. There's no point matching a delicate white wine with a hearty stew or even a big roasted pulled pork. The weight of the food is too much for the wine and you'll lose any of the delicate aromas. Similarly, if you have something incredibly delicate like a nice bit of fish that's been gently cooked in milk, then having a big gutsy oaky Chardonnay or a big gutsy Barossa Shiraz, these wines are too big, they'll dominate the wine and you won't be able to taste them. So try and get the weight of the food and the weight of the wine in balance, the intensity of flavours.